this technology certainly holds promise for certain illnesses, let's say Parkinson's. Of course, on the other hand, the negative side is that obviously we have to be careful. The reality is that we have to accept there's a limit to what technology can do for us. If it comes to the brain, for example, it's about particular conditions for the brain. The simple things like nutrition, sleeping enough, the issue of control is very disconcerting. It's something that would be completely unacceptable. If to manipulate people in some way, then of course it becomes something totally different.